RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Our confidence in Tyler is a real big positive, a real plus, but it doesn't factor into whether Lamar plays. If Lamar's ready to go, he's playing. That's it, for sure.
John Harbaugh confident that if Lamar Jackson is ready to go, Lamar Jackson will play on Sunday.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. Lamar Jackson's resume speaks for itself. We are literally 12 months removed from arguably the greatest season a quarterback has ever authored in NFL history. Now, Tyler Huntley, this has been some of the best football that he's played this year, but even in these games, you can see what he is. He's a game manager.
And limited.
When you have games like Green Bay where Derrick Henry's running wild and you're able to get third and short, third and five or less, which is where they found themselves in 10 of the 14 third downs that they faced, yeah, Huntley will be effective in that situation because he's going to get the snap and he's going to fire the ball out quickly, not take too many negative plays. He kept the ball out of harm's way for the most part, had the one pass in the end zone that probably should have been intercepted. But besides that, played a clean football game.
Let's hear more from Harbs yesterday. And how about those issues with the secondary against the Packers?
I mean, it was just technique. It was technique in the back end, corner position, you know, and it wasn't anything. It wasn't really across the board. It wasn't any kind of miscommunications or anything like that. We played things right. We just didn't play them. We didn't play the pass game well from a coverage standpoint in the back end. It was really the outside lane throws that you saw made. They were just too easy. You know, we didn't cover them well. And then quarterback getting out of the pocket. You know, we got him a few times, but he got out a few times. You know, he's elusive. But a couple of those were more our fault. You know, just our rush lanes weren't as good as they needed to be, and sometimes it was getting him down too. He got out of our grasp once or twice. So those are the two things that were very much pinpointed to the problem in terms of the yards that were given up. We had one seam route. The first touchdown was a seam route against cover two that we didn't play that right and or well. And it, honestly, too, you know, it wasn't a great call against that route. So I'd say those are the three things.
That was the most honest that I've heard him in a while.
Well, except he started out trying to say it was just the corners, and then he gets around it admitting, no, the safety sucked too, and it was a crappy play call.
Yes. He basically said, look, we were doing stuff, but we didn't do it well, and then we didn't call it well, and we didn't have contain on the quarterback.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That was probably his first shot at Zach Gordon.
Yes.
I can't think of any other time this season or even going back to last year. Like, that was the first shot.
Well, and look, we've talked a lot about the Zach Gore of it all. For me, the entire defensive staff needs to go. Like, the goal should be find somebody really good outside this organization who can bring a couple of assistants with him, and maybe we promote a little bit from within, and maybe we also go outside our cocoon and get a position coach like in the secondary where we really need help, and that's all we really want to invest in. So those guys better at least be able to play. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's way beyond, like,
swapping
out Zach Oren, like promoting Chuck Smith or trying to keep Pagano around, like, that ain't cutting it.
No.
All three levels have been a failure.
I agree, but I think what makes it even more disappointing is, gosh, how many coaches did they swap out last year? The linebackers coach, Hewitt, at least
but,
two
but
or
they've
three
been
of the coaches.
The whole thing on that side of the ball has been, we can always promote from within. Dude, you're not developing pass rushers. You're not developing corners. You're not developing safeties. You're not developing linebackers. Like, nah. The whole kit and caboodle over there is less than professional.
So in the hypothetical that Harb stays, we need a makeover on the defensive side of the football.
Like, I think it's not just Orr's out and we try to get Pagano to stay. No, man. I think you need new ideas. You need new concepts. You need new dynamics in not just the overall defensive meeting room, in all your positional meeting rooms.
More from Harv speaking yesterday. Talks about the winding path to a possible postseason berth.
I mean, it's a great opportunity. We'll be playing a division championship game on Sunday. You know, that's what we're doing in the last week of the season. We're excited about that, and it's a meaningful thing, you know. And so we've worked hard to get to this position. There's a lot of different paths in football, you know, and there's a lot of different paths in life. And this is the path of the 2025 season. So here we are, and you know, our goal is to make the most of it.
Yeah, Tomlin showed up to his press conference today saying, thanks for coming to the AFC North Championship game presser.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's not sort of the crown it used to be.
No.
It's not going to assure you anything other than one home game. It's not, your seeding's not going to be great. Whoever wins this game, there's a decent chance they're not the Vegas favorite when they play their next game.
No.
So this is a far cry from some of these past Steelers, Ravens, winner-take-all type of scenarios.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It being on the road is probably for the best, given the way the Ravens have played at home.
On prime time,
the fact that they've already lost once, and it, you know, there's not a lot of sweeps in this series, I guess historically would bode well for them. And we'll have to see who the more physically compromised team is, right? We know Metcalf's obviously not playing in this. We'll see if Watt's back. We'll see if Herbig's back. We obviously talked a lot about the Lamar situation already. And look, the Steelers being at home, where we're not that far removed from them booing Renegade and Ben Roethlisberger,
clean
and,
house time, Spence,
like Ryan Clark,
James Harrison,
calling for Tomlin's head. We're not that far removed from that. So if the Ravens' offense could have a fast start, that fan base might turn on them. But like, I mean, if the Ravens lose this game and get swept by a patently mediocre at best Steelers
without
team,
Metcalf,
and they struggle to split with Cincinnati, in a year where the division's this bad and you can't do better than 500 in the division, that's pretty damning.
Oh, you don't deserve it. It makes it significantly worse. But it is such a weird build-up to this game where it's similar to the first game, where I'm sure everyone's seen that picture of Tomlin and Harbaugh calling it the hot seat bowl, and both fan bases, you know, are saying, oh, if the Ravens lose, is John gone? If the Steelers lose, is Tomlin gone? But this is for the division. This is for a home game. In the playoffs, it's different. Like you were saying, it's an 8-8 team and a 9-7 team. This isn't two 11-win teams, two 12-win teams like we've seen in the past in late season matchups, but this is still for the division.
More from Harbs. Did the team get together and watch that Brown Steelers game?
We had the coaches came over and some players came over to the house, and you know, it was probably like a lot of fans. You know, we had to watch it, and there was plenty of times where I wasn't watching it, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, someone told me at one point in time, don't move. You know, a couple good plays that happened there. I wasn't allowed to move, but we had fun, but it was also, you know, it was a nail biter. And great job by the Browns, obviously. A lot of respect for our division. You know, our division is a very tough division. Hard fought games in our division across the board. All four of these teams know how to play each other. And that was a great example of of AFC North football, really. So we're appreciative of the opportunity that it affords us, and it's our job right now to prepare for it.
You think Tyus was serving?
I was going to say, who do you think players and coach
well,
wise?
Isn't that
who
a slippery slope with the players? I mean, I guess too. There's always a hierarchy, but well, I would assume you invite all the coaches, right?
Yeah,
but like, which players go? And then if you're a player, do you?
Are you in the circle of trust?
And even if you are, do you want to be fraternizing with your coaches? And
are you just chilling, digging, watching a football game? Maybe there's some sandwiches there, or is it like
I would hope?
Oh, there's definitely a good spread.
Yeah. He had to have had a good spread.
Yeah, yeah. Catered, you think?
Maybe we could get Cordell on the case.
Yeah.
Could.
Tomorrow. Well,
if it's food, and get Coleman on the case.
And were you invited? Did you go? And what did they serve?
And isn't DeCostas his neighbor, right?
Yes. So remember the whole during COVID? Maybe.
Yeah,
he did not say
there.
Any front office.
He didn't say front office.
He said coaches and players. He did not say front office.
That would be something if DeCosta wasn't there being his neighbor.
I think we text Aloysius and get him on the case on what was served at this soiree.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right up his alley.
And he could tweet about it on the burner account.
Yes, well, allegedly. Yes.
It's alleged.
Yeah.
It's real.
Let's hear a little more from John Harbaugh from yesterday. Is there possibility of lighter practices this week heading into such a physical game?
I mean, at this point in time of the season, we have been in pads for about 3 weeks now. The rules don't really allow you to be in pads too much, but also we haven't wanted to be. We haven't needed to be. We will focus on technique for sure, blocking technique and all the different things that we do. But it's not this point in time of the season. There's not a lot of hitting that you do in practice anyway. So it's kind of where we're at.
So they're not really in pads anyway, so it's going to be light practices.
Yeah. I think you're allowed 12 over the course of the whole year, something like that, padded practices.
So yeah.
We're beyond that. Those messages have been sent already.
When you're about to be in January, I don't think you need any padded practices when everyone's beat up at this point and you're about to play a very physical game against the division rival. I don't think you need
for what it's worth, and we'll talk about this a little later, but this is from Tomlin earlier. He's optimistic that Calvin Austin, Brandon Echols, James Pierre, Isaac Samalo, and TJ Watt could play Sunday. So maybe they're getting a little healthier.
That's a lot. That's a lot of talent.
It's a spicy meatball right there for week 18. Coming up next, Derrick Henry. They rode him to a chance to win the division this coming Sunday night. Can they ride the hammer again? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.